Murkowski says that Rangel's been on her mind because it's been 1 year since the landslide. She says the disaster is something people can't easily shake if they've seen it.
The summer when I was there visiting my folks, we went out in the boat and saw it from a further distance, in a different perspective. It's just this very physical reminder of a scar and a wound.
Coincidentally, Murkowski says she spoke with the Senate Appropriations Committee about disasters and spending for all natural disasters last week.
I had a chance to talk about just some of the disasters that we've seen in Alaska in this past year. Wrangell and Ketchikan with the landslides, but previously deadly slides in Haines and Sitka and the floods up north.
The talk was mostly about the need for better weather forecasting through additional sensors. She says she's been working on the bill with Democratic Senator Alex Padilla from California for several months. If passed, the Improving Atmospheric River Forecasts Act would direct the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to create an accurate forecast system. This will predict the timing and predictability of atmospheric river storms. Atmospheric rivers are known as rivers in the sky and can vary in size and shape. They can cause excessive rain, floods, and landslides, like in Wrangell last year. State geologists found excessive rain in a short time was a major contribution to that event.
Because we just introduced it right at the end of this year, we're at the point where we're not having hearings on new bills. What we wanted to do was get it out there in the public for consideration.
She says they'll reintroduce it when the new Congress convenes in January. The bill would also improve monitoring systems for other natural disasters throughout the nation, like a bill introduced earlier this year on earthquake hazards mitigation.
So it's droughts, it's floods, it's hurricanes, it is tornadoes, it's landslides, it's fires everywhere.
She says the legislation is sparking conversation and feedback.
As we work to advance this next year, we will be reaching out to communities that have been impacted, that know and understand in real time why this would be beneficial. So it goes both ways. They can contact us, but we'll also be reaching out to them.
She says she'll be able to talk about this with Wrangell's borough manager when he's in Washington, D.C. next week. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.